Welcome to another episode of Story of the Gods. Hi, my name is Olawoyin Olamide Samuel, a crowned congenital performer. In this podcast, I will be taking your ears on a sensational journey of storytelling of popular and not so popular folk tales from African mythology. These are tales passed down by our ancestors. So, let's take a tour to the moon for a tale. On this episode, I will be taking your ears on a journey to Kenya to learn about the secret of Fathila. A long time ago, in a beautiful village on the coast of Kenya, lived a little girl named Fathila. She was a spirited little girl, full of boisterous energy. Fathila had a special talent. She picked the best of all fruits, from the sweetest and juiciest orange to the ripest watermelon, the most delicious and satisfying mango. Every time she went out to pick fruits, she was sure to come back with the best fruit. The people in her village were amazed by her prowess and always wondered how she managed to find the most delicious fruits. However, they never asked her for a secret. They all kept their curiosity to themselves. Everyone in the village agreed that each person asked that special thing that makes them different from others. And that was Fathila's. One bright and sunny day, Fathila was walking past the spider's house, humming to herself happily, and she bobbed up and down excitedly. The spider was a very lazy animal. He hated hard work and would always sit in his house, thinking of ways to trick others and get his way without moving a muscle. He loved to trick people, and that is the spider's own special gift. Everybody in the village disliked him. As they saw Fathila walking along, happily, he remembered the legends of Fathila's fruits. He wanted a gift for himself. If he had a secret, he would not have to work much before he became rich and famous. He thought for a while on how to get Fathila to reveal a secret to him. With a huge smile on his face, using the sweetest voice possible, he called out to Fathila.
Oh, dear little girl, good day to you. A beautiful morning it is today, isn't it? How are you doing?
He rambled on, the words rolling off his sweet tongue, hoping to charm Fathila.
Indeed, it's a beautiful morning, Mr. Spider. I am well. What about you?
She responded courteously. Having heard stories about the lazy spider, she figured he was up to something.
Even though it's a beautiful day out there for everyone, it isn't for me, as I am very hungry. I have no food to eat. Fathila, may I accompany you to the bush to find some food?
The spider asked, pray earnestly that Fathila would accept his offer. Fathila was taken aback and her guard rose up. No one has ever followed her to the bush before. She considered it for a moment, out of pity for the poorest spider. She agreed and allowed him to follow her. The spider was happy and pleased that his trick had worked on Fathila. Now, he would uncover the secret of Fathila's sweet fruit and steal it for himself.
It's a special honor to be your first companion to the bush,
the spider said happily, doing a little dance to show his excitement. Holding his tiny hand, Fathila said to him,
"Promise me you will not tell anyone my secret.
she was feeling skeptical about her decision to reveal to the spider a secret. But the spider assured her, placing his tiny hand on his chest, that he would take the secret to his grave. As they walked into the bush, Fathila cleared her throat, breaking the silence.
"What kind of food do you love to eat, Mr. Spider?"
she asked.
"Fruit?"
Realizing that it might raise the girl's suspicion, he continued calmly and carefully.
I love mangoes, pineapples, and oranges. I love coconuts too, with their delicious white flesh and the refreshing water inside. Oh, I love honey too.
Spider watched the girl's face lit up at the mention of honey.
"Don't worry, I will show you where to find the best honey,"
she told the spider. The spider was so excited that his empty stomach grumbled in anticipation. The girl and the spider both laughed at the sound as they continued to walk deep into the bush. Fathila led the way to the part of the bush where most people hardly ventured.
"Oh, wow. Wow. This must be the secret place,"
the spider thought.
"Now I'm going to eat my fill and have everything to myself,"
he mused greedily. He never wanted to keep Fathila's secret. Instead, he planned to leak the secret to anyone who is ready to work for him and go to the bush instead, so he would not have to work ever again. He rubbed his hands together, slyly, in anticipation. He was lost in thought, but the sound of Fathila's excited voice snapped him out of his excitement.
"Look, that is the sweetest peach tree in the world."
Fathila pointed to a beautiful peach tree with just a few peaches on it. The spider looked at the peaches greedily, salivating hungrily. He saw that the peach may not be enough for both of them. So he pushed Fathila into the bush and hurriedly ate all the peaches on the tree. The delicious juice dripping down his chin, he left nothing for Fathila. When he finished gobbling down the peaches, he rubbed his belly and belched contently. That was the best peach he ever had, and the best day of his life. Just when he thought it could not get any better, Fathila offered to take him to a secret mango tree. The spider was awestruck and readily jumped at the offer. Once again, the mango tree did not have a lot of fruits on it. Just like the first time, the spider pushed Fathila again into the bush so he could have all the mangoes to himself. He climbed on top of the tree and took a bite of the delicious mango. It tasted like heaven in his mouth. He ate it all and left nothing for Fathila. He did not even tender his appreciation.
"Now to the best part of the day. I will take you to the honey,"
Fathila announced. The spider could not believe his ears. He would get to eat his favorite food. True to her words, Fathila took him to a very special tree with a tiny hole where the honey was. The spider, at the promise of the best honey, got really greedy. He squeezed himself inside. He began to eat the honey. Once again, he finished everything and left nothing for Fathila. Now, it was time to climb out of the tree, but the spider could not. He could not come out as he was too fat to squeeze through. He begged Fathila to call for help, but she refused.
If you had not been so greedy, you would not be stuck,
she told him. Fathila left the greedy spider and returned home. Everyone in the village heard the story of the greedy spider who got stuck in the honey tree. Since then, they got scared of Fathila and left her and her secret alone. If you want to support what we do on this show, then please share with your friends, subscribe, and leave a review over on iTunes. I will see you on the next episode of Story of the Gods, hosted by yours truly, Olawoyin Olamide Samuel, from Jamit.fm.